Hello, everybody. This is Tyler Smith, founder and co-host of Behind Enemy Lines. It is September 2nd, Thursday, September 2nd, and you know what that means. We have but 12 days. Yes, that's correct. 12 days for the recall to go through. So here I am pushing it yet again. We need to recall this man. Let's teach the Democrats in the state of California and these people that do this crap what California means. Let's recall him. And then, of course, I'm going to tell you, vote for your conscience on who you want. I personally am going for Kevin Kiley from day one. I'm a huge fan of his. I think he will be the best choice to get this done. So today's episode, we're going to show you a voicemail clip I received from a listener that wants to share why she is voting Kevin Kiley in the recall. Also, a clip from a lady I found, a brave lady I saw on Twitter. And I messaged her. I said, I just have to use this for the podcast. She gave us her permission. We're going to include her thing, why she's voting for Kevin Kiley. And then finally, we're closing with Kevin Kiley's speech Tuesday night in Oroville, California, to a packed house of supporters on why recall and why vote for him. So I hope you enjoy and make sure you get out, get your family out, get seven of your friends and family out. And then ask them to get seven of their friends and family. We can make this happen as long as we fight for it, as long as we get out there and do it. We will see a movement, an event like California has never seen. This even beats the Gray Davis recall. Let's get out and let's send a clear message across the country. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
The best days are yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Behind Enemy Lines.
I'm voting for Kevin Kiley because he is the only one that has taken Newsom to court over his tyranny. And I don't need someone that's going to talk a lot of stuff. I want someone that's going to do what he says he's going to do. So Kiley has my vote.
How's it going, California? We only have the most crucial and crazy event coming up September 14th. You guessed it, our election to vote out the tyrant, finally. But I want to talk about who I am voting for. Me, personally, I'm voting for Kevin Kiley. And I'll tell you exactly why I'm voting for Kevin Kiley. Kevin Kiley is an assemblyman in District 6. That's in Northern California. He went up against our governor to stop the emergency orders with another assemblyman, James Gallagher. Now, I personally got to see this firsthand because I was in Yuba City that day with all the other recallers, and we were celebrating that two assemblymen stood out of everybody else to stand for the people. If that doesn't make you crazy excited that we actually have somebody in office who is standing for the people and, yes, is also running for governor. Now, that's not the only reason why I'm voting for him. He takes your children's lives very seriously. He realizes they are the most vulnerable ones that have been dealing with COVID. The amount of depression and pressure that's been on our children has been insane. And he knows that masks are not good for our kids. He has fought time and time again in legislation in the assembly room, making amazing speeches on this. I urge everybody to check out Kevin Kiley's speeches because they're wonderful. But also on top of that, day one, minute one, Kevin Kiley will end the emergency orders, which will end all these crazy mandates, giving us back our freedom. Isn't that what this is about? To get out of tyranny? Personally, Kevin Kiley has stepped up compared to any of these candidates that are running right now. In my eyes, when you take your most vulnerable constituents, which are the children, and you take their lives seriously and you stand up for them against everyone else, an amazing attribute right there. That's a lot of integrity and a lot of great character. That is what we are sorely lacking in the state government. I can't tell you how many times myself personally, I have called into the Capitol to oppose things and been treated like a second-class citizen, talked down to, belittled, and made to feel like I'm not intelligent enough to understand what's going on. Isn't that great? Isn't that what government's supposed to be about? I don't think so. Now, Kevin Kiley takes us seriously and he listens to his constituents. He definitely cares what we're thinking, which is great, which is what you need as a governor. So, if you feel as I feel, and this is something that's really resonating with you, then I urge you to vote for Kevin Kiley. You're not only going to get somebody who believes in you and your rights, you're also going to get somebody who cares about your children's futures, all of our futures. Somebody who can hit the ground running, somebody who understands how to deal with legislation at this very second. He already has given many speeches at rallies and talked and all kinds of things saying, hey, when I'm in office, minute one, I am stopping the emergency orders. That means no more masks. That means, hey, I get to make my own decisions for my own life, which is how it should be. This is a race for our future. And I hope everybody takes it as seriously as I do. And I hope you really take a serious look at Kevin Kiley and everything he has done for his people up in District 6 and what he's willing and able to do for the rest of our state. I hope you guys have a great night. And don't forget to vote Kevin Kiley for governor. He's going to be an amazing governor and be able to hit the ground running like no one else can. Let's get rid of Newsom. We've worked this hard. We've got it. Vote September 14th. Yes on recall and yes on Kevin Kiley. Everybody take care and have a great night. Bye!
I'm going to say something that my wife said you're not really going to say. I think this room is full of fighters.
That's right.
And when you fight, you better fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. Right? Obviously, we were in court and had our trial, which we won in Sutter County.
That's right. lockdowns. We tried to get the legislature to step up and do its job. We, we introduced resolutions on several occasions to terminate the state of emergency, to take away Newsom's emergency powers. First time being in May of 2020, because it was already very clear what he was doing.
Yeah.
But all this time, the recall was kind of humming along in the background, right? One signature at a time, brick by brick, building the greatest citizens movement in California history.
Yeah.
And they told us it's never going to happen. We had one of our great recall volunteers back there, by the way. Yeah. By the way, gathered signatures for the recall. Beautiful. See, you're the ones who made this happen. The hero of the story of California. That's what I love about it, is it was as we were fighting at the Capitol and in courtrooms, it was the people of California who were fighting back in the way that mattered most. And have now given us this golden opportunity to change the direction of our state.
Yes.
To fix our broken state government. That's what we've seen in our time in the Capitol. Is that we have a state government here in California that is fundamentally broken. And you can see it in your daily life, probably no place in the state more than you see it here. Let's just consider a few examples. When you pay the highest gas taxes,
that's low.
While driving over the deepest potholes, your government is broken. When you pay for billions more each year in homelessness spending, yet watch 10 cities multiply all around you, your government is broken. When your child's education is funded up to $26,000 per year, yet she still isn't taught to read, your government is broken. When you can work hard and do everything right, get a good job, yet still can't afford a down payment on a house until your 40s, your government is broken. When you live in fear that your light switch won't turn on or your community will burn down, your government is broken.
Exactly.
How about that hearing James did today? They say we're going to cancel wildfire hearings so that it doesn't give bad press to the governor during the recall. And James says, all right, we'll do our own. Think about it. It's just sad. staggering. This used to be the state where anyone could get ahead, where the full glory of the American dream was realized. Now it's the state that so many can't wait to leave behind. That is the California tragedy. So how did this happen? How did it happen? What broke our state government? There are multiple acceptable answers. All right, just get them out at this point. How did our beautiful state get to be last in everything?
Corruption.
I heard it out there.
Corruption.
There we go. It's what always separates prosperous states from failing ones. Corruption. Corruption leads to decay. Nothing is more ruinous. Absolutely. In California here, we do not have a government of, by, and for the people.
No, we don't.
Furthest thing from it. We have a government of corrupt politicians, yeah, controlled by lobbyists for the benefit of special interests. And no one has ever embodied, personified, epitomized that corruption like Gavin Newsom.
Exactly.
So as long as dictionaries are printed, anyone still in a dictionary in your house anymore?
Yeah.
As long as they're still printing these things, when you look up the French laundry, sorry, I said it backwards. When you look up hypocrisy, the first entry will always be the French laundry. But if you go the other way around, you'll get the French laundry, you'll see hypocrisy. But what was even more revealing about that night was the company our governor keeps. You heard it from the mayor and from the supervisor. Remember that, who it was with? A table full of lobbyists. They wine him, they dine him, they elect him, they own him.
PG&E.
So let's start with PG&E. You familiar with PG&E up here? PG&E.
I think you'll find a single fan up here.
As they've given our state and this area in particular catastrophe after catastrophe.
Yep.
The wildfires, the blackouts, the felonies. They've given Gavin Newsom more money than any other politician.
Yep. And they're
hundreds of thousands of dollars over decades. They even pay his wife's salary.
Exactly.
Did you hear what the executive director of the PUC said? She said that as soon as Newsom got in, everything about PG&E had to go through the governor's office for what's supposed to be an independent agency. It's not that hard to connect the dots. Or as another example, it was Newsom's biggest donors, massive unions, that instructed him to sign and ruthlessly enforce AB5, one of the most corrupt laws in U.S. history, that put countless California freelancers out of work. But then during COVID-19, Newsom took this corruption to new levels. Huge, no-bid contracts were awarded to the governor's top donors. Powerful interests, including Hollywood, were exempted from lockdowns as small businesses died in droves. But worst of all, in what might go down as the political crime of the century, this governor expelled millions of kids from their classrooms, longer than any state in the country, while sending his own kids to in-person private school. He inflicted untold harm on a generation of young people. He lowered the life expectancy of your child, your grandchild. And why?
And the grandparents.
Just so he could keep getting money from teachers' unions. Perhaps for a delusional White House run. We made sure that isn't going to happen.
Oh my gosh.
Truth of that famous saying, power corrupts, Absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely.
The last year and a half of our lives. Corruption was already causing California's decline, but Newsom's absolute corruption has brought that decline to a total freefall. California has had the worst COVID-19 experience of any state. Let's just take Florida. Florida's been getting a lot of bad press lately. All these bad headlines about Florida. You think it's just a total nightmare. Let's compare California to Florida even now. If California's outcomes matched Florida's, millions more kids would have been in school, hundreds of thousands more workers would be employed, and thousands more people would be alive.
Yeah.
Proverbs tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. You know that verse, where there is no vision, the people perish. Well, in Gavin Newsom's California, there's been no vision. That goes without saying. But I don't think it's because he's blind. This governor drove our state off a cliff with eyes wide open.
Yes,
and now he's doing it again. Masks are back. We've got worse mandates than in any state. And he is more than setting the stage for another school shutdown. Let me tell you this. If I am your governor, that will not happen.
The right to earn a living. We can turn the page
on our state's disparagement of religious freedom by putting worship and fellowship beyond the reach of any bureaucrat. On this dark era of government control by lighting a new spark of liberty and self-governance. That's what America is all about, self-government. You see, this is the moment to rekindle that great American institution, to renew the meaning of we the people.
Amen.
I actually think people say, what's the most important job of our next governor? I think the most important job of our next governor is to make it less important. Less power in government's hands means more power in your hands to live your life as you see fit and to have your say in our shared future. That is the larger promise of this VCOL. Revitalizing the whole idea of citizenship. Reviving those forgotten words from our Declaration of Independence. Maybe the most important words of all. The consent of the governed. At the end of the day, this is a movement not just to fire America's worst governor. No, certainly not. Yeah, it's a little less competition after what happened in New York.
Yeah.
But he was always number one in my mind. This is a movement not just to fire America's worst governor. It is a movement to save America's greatest state. We've already made history, and now comes the fight for I happen to believe California is worth fighting for.
Yes.
I can see all of you doing that.